सुस्वागतम्पार आयकोपियां कमोजो नमस्कार हांव फ्रँकी फर्नांडीस मेलबर्न ऑस्ट्रेलियासून तुमकां ह्यो गोंयच्यो आनी भायले देशे रावतल्या गोंयकारांच्यो खबरो कोंकणींतल्यान पावयतां. आज सप्टेंबराची 5 तारीख. सुरवातेक खबर. गोंयच्या विधानसभेची 3 दिसांची बसका जाली आनी विरोधी पक्षाच्या आमदारांनी बीजेपीच्या सरकाराक मात धुवन काढले. जावं ते वाडटा ती क्रायमाचे बाबतींत वो गोवा पुलीस हांच्या अधिकाऱ्यां बाबतींत. मुखेलमंत्री दोतोर प्रमोद सावंत हाणें गुन्यांवकारी पुलीस अधिकारी हांकां सस्पेंड करतलो म्हूण आश्वासन दिलो. गोंयांत वाडटा ती क्रायम हाचे बाबतींत विरोधी पक्षाचो लिडर ऑफ दी ऑपोजिशन पार्टी युरी आलेमो हाणें आरोप केलो की गोंयांत रेप मर्डर्स ह्यो वाडत आसा.
गोंयांत लॉ एंड ऑर्डर आसा की ना? शूटिंग एपिसोड जे पट जाले आतां तूं सांगतालो ड्रग्साचेर 48 crores हाचे ड्रग्स कन्सायनमेंट थायलंडच्यान येले. आमकां जेन्ना आमी प्रश्न घातलो प्रश्नाचे उत्तर दिला की थिंगा अजून होबारूच ना. तूं कितको कोणे थायलंडच्यान ड्रग्स दिले मुद्दे 43.2 kilograms दवरले ते स्पेसिफीक. What measures have you taken because the Home Department has failed to protect Goa's law and order? And what measures will you take in the future to make sure that Goa's murders, rapes, convictions are stopped? What measures? Don't tell us kaniyo ki kon hui living relationship aha, kon hui thinga sezari asa. Teslo naka, amka firm answer di. Law and order ye vadot asa. जे केसीस वाढवत असा सारखे तू म्हणता यु आर गिव्हिंग डिफरंट रिझन्स बट एज होम मिनिस्टर व्हॉट मेजर्स आर यू गोइंग टू टेक दॅट दिस केसीस ड्रॉप. एव्हरी सेशन वी आस्क यू अँड द केसीस आर ओनली राइजिंग कन्विक्शन आर ओनली डिक्रिजिंग.
तांच्यांनी जे काही केसीस रेज केल्या ते सगळ्याची इन्क्वायरी करपाक लायता आणि हेतूर जर यांचा हात असत जाल्यार सगळ्या जणांक सस्पेंड करपाक लायता स्पीकर सर. आणि हे विदीन 3 days करता स्पीकर सर. हांव परत सांगता म्हाका इन्क्वायरी करपाक हांवें डीजीपीक इन्स्ट्रक्शन दिता इतक्योय केसीस कारण म्हाका तेणी जे म्हटला पण विदीन जर कोण असा तशा पद्धतीन जर हांव डिपार्टमेंटान ताका तारो दिवचो ना 100% सस्पेंड करतो.
हे सांगता म्हणल्यार गोवा पुलीस हाणें गेल्ल्या सुमारान भितर सुमार 5 पुलीस अधिकारी हांकां सस्पेंड केल्ले आसा. हातून एकलो पर्वरी पुलीस स्टेशन हाचो पुलीस सब इन्स्पेक्टर. हो पुलीस सब इन्स्पेक्टर हाचो व्हिडिओ व्हायरल जालो आसा. ह्या व्हिडिओन दाखोवन दिता की कशे तरेन हो पुलीस अधिकारी हाणें एका पर्वरी हांगा रेस्टॉरंटान जेवणा बाबतींत जबरदस्ती केली ती. दुसरी खबर. श्रावण कारापूर गांवांत येता ते हाऊस ऑफ अभिनंदन लोधा हांचो मेगा हाऊसिंग प्रोजेक्ट हांचो गांवच्या लोकांचो विरोध 150 दीस मायज जाले आनी गेल्ल्या सोमारांत गोंयचो मुखेलमंत्री दोतोर प्रमोद सावंत हाणें आश्वासन दिलें की तो ह्या मेगा हाऊसिंग प्रोजेक्ट हाचो विरोध करतल्यांक गांवच्या लोकांक मेळचो आसा म्हूण. ह्या मेगा हाऊसिंग प्रोजेक्ट हाच्या 150 दिसां उपरांत गांवच्या लोकांनी आनी एक पावट थाराव घेतलो की तांचो विरोध चालू आसतलो म्हूण. सोशल एक्टिविस्ट स्वप्नीश सिल्लेकर सांगता.
येदे व्हडले शीश म्हळ्यार हेंच्यानी बांदला कारापूर गांव विकून हाऊस ऑफ अभिनंदन लोधाक. बिचोले तालुक्याचे 5 गांव इन्क्लुडींग मुळगाव बिचोले लामगाव वेदांतक विकले हेंच्यानी. अशे हांव मागता गोंयकारांकडे ही लिस्ट कंप्लीट करची. प्रत्येक गांवांत ज्या ज्या कंपन्यांक ज्या ज्या प्रायव्हेट इंडस्ट्रियलिस्टांक हेंच्यानी तो गांव विकलेलो आसा तेजे लिस्ट करची. हेंच्यानी माझे घर हाडला न्हू, माझे घर, माझो फ्लॅट, आता माझो लोधा, माझो वेदांता करा. तुम्ही कितले हात पाय मारा. फाल्यां सकाळी हांगासर पचपाक जर फक्त 6 जाण सुद्दां उरली जाल्यार आमी बसतले, आमी फाटी सरचले ना. तुम्ही जाता तितलो जोर लायात रे, आमी कशेच फाटी सरचले ना. तुमकां बरोवन दिता, पळोवया तुमी कितले आहा ते. गोंय विकपाक फुडें सरल्यात तुमी, आमकां सोपयतल्या आमच्या वांगडा देव आहा. आमच्या मदीं सुद्दां जर खोटे नाणे आहा ते सुद्दां शेणटले, पूण आमी शेणचले ना, तुमी शेणटल्या. आनी आमी पळयतले तुमी कशे शेणटले, तुमी कशे सोंपतले ते आमी हेचे हमी घेतले, आमी गॅरंटी घेतले तुमी सोंपतल्यात म्हणून. तुमी गोंय विकपाक उठलेले आसा. ही देवभूमी आमची, ही कर्मभूमी आमची, ही जल्मभूमी आमची. आमी कशेच फाटी सरचले ना. 5 महिन्या उपरांत आयज चीफ मिनिस्टर असेंब्लीन स्टेटमेंट दिता विषय येयलो म्हणून फाल्यां खंय आपूण कारापूरच्या लोकांक मेळटलो म्हणून काल आमी वचून डीसीपी मिनिस्टराक मेळ्ळे. ताका तोंडार सांगून येयला तुमी ही अवदिसा जी हाडली गांवान हाऊस ऑफ अभिनंदन लोडाची ताका लागून हे सगळे चल्ला म्हणून. कितें चल्ला? तीन पुलीस कंप्लेनी जाल्लेल्यो आसा. भितरली एक पुलीस कंप्लेन मुंबय पुलीस स्टेशनार आनी दोन बिचोले पुलीस स्टेशनार. एक डिफेमेशन केस चल्लेली आहा 15 कोटीची म्हाजेर जी बॉम्बे हायकोर्टान घातला. गोंयान न्हू बॉम्बे हायकोर्टान आमकां छळटात तुमी. आमी तयार आहा रे, आमी तयार आहा. तुमी जाता तितले हात पांय मारा. आमी माघार घेवचेले ना. पळोवया तुमी कितले आहा आनी आमी कितले आहा ते.
एक दुखेस्त तशीच गंभीर खबर. गेल्ल्या 8 वर्सांत गोंयांत सुमार 2,340 जाणांनी आपलो जीव घेतलो. हे आंकडे प्रमाणे दर वर्साक सुमार 300 जाणांनी आपलो जीव घेतलो. आनी हे जावन आसा एक चिंतेस्त खबर. हाचें कारण कितें आसतलें? आमी गोवा मेडिकल कॉलेज हाचो एसिस्टंट प्रोफेसर डिपार्टमेंट ऑफ प्रिवेंटिव्ह अँड सोशल मेडिसिन डॉक्टर अमित दास हाच्या लागी विचारले.
एव्हरी नंबर, एव्हरी स्टेटिस्टिक, एव्हरी पर्सन हू हॅज लॉस्ट देअर लाईफ इज अ मेसेज टू अस दॅट इट्स अ मिस्ड ऑपॉर्च्युनिटी. वी कुड हॅव सेव्ह दॅट लाईफ बिकॉज सुसाइड इज समथिंग दॅट इज प्रिव्हेंटेबल अँड दॅट इज वेअर वी नीड टू फोकस. नाउ सुसाइड डझंट हॅव जस्ट वन रीझन अँड दॅट्स व्हाय आय ऑलवेज से दॅट देअर इज अ नीड फॉर अ डीपर डेटा ड्रिव्हन understanding of what is really going on. You need to ask the questions who, when, why, how this has happened and get into the specifics. Then that there would be different reasons for suicides in the elderly versus the suicides in adolescent. And we do lose a lot of young lives due to suicide, and this is something which is definitely a missed opportunity to me. And some place that we need to be able to build that resilience. Suicide is not having just one causation or causal factor. And that's why it makes it very complex, because there are physical causes. And you can see in the statistics that we have as of now, 24% are due to some kind of a chronic disease. But it's not only chronic disease alone. Underlying this chronic disease, there could be some mental health problems that were waiting to be addressed and that were not addressed. Underlying these chronic conditions, there could be pain that could have been addressed through palliative care but were not addressed. Underlying these chronic problems, there could be some social related problems, family that was not supporting, maybe healthcare related problems where healthcare was not really accessible, and that is why something like this has happened. So we have to look at the physical problems, the social problems, the mental health problems, the financial problems, and also substance abuse. Very often, because of use of drugs, because of use of alcohol, people become impulsive and take a decision like this which they don't live to.
आनी आतां वयचे पयली आमचो गोंयकार काम करता दुबय हांगा. गेल्ल्या सुमारांत आमच्या हांगा सिडनी ऑस्ट्रेलिया जाल्ल्या TCS सिडनी मॅरेथॉन हांगा भाग घेतलो. ताचो हेतू म्हणल्यार यूथ मेंटल हेल्थ हाका फंड्स रेज करपाक. फ्रांसीस बॉर्जेस आमचे लागीं ह्या 42 किलोमिटर मॅरेथॉन रेस काबार केल्या उपरांत उलयलो.
I just finished running my Sydney Marathon, which is my 7th World Majors and 12th Marathon in all. After I finished my Boston Marathon in 2023, I had basically hung my boots, running shoes up, and was only tracking. But then the Sydney Marathon was announced as a World Major, and I could not let it pass by. So I trained for over 20 weeks to get fit to arrive in Sydney and run this incredible race. I'm so grateful to the Lord for keeping me healthy, giving me this opportunity to come here and finish very strong the Sydney Marathon. We had a great weather today and all the hard work paid. Over 40,000 people participated from 100 countries, and this made it very, very special. This time I raised money for BETTER, which is Youth Mental Health Charity out of Australia. The reason I raised money for BETTER is because it is focusing on the mental health of young people. I always want to inspire young people to compete, to persevere, to work hard, either in sports, in education, or in whatever they do. And today we have a big challenge that more and more youth are affected by mental health. And Basel is doing a great job in reaching out to this youth, raising awareness and asking them to reach out for help and offering help. So I'm very proud to have raised money for Basel during my 7th World Major Marathon here in Sydney.
Congratulations to you, Francis Borges, on this remarkable feat. तर यो जन असलम जो सुसाइगा दंपार गोइंचो कोब्रो मेलबर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया सन मिलिगे दुसरे सो मनात ते मेरे मोग आसंदी
नमस्कार आणि स्वागत करता हाँ रिची तुमका आयच्या सुसाइगा दंपार कोंकणी रेडिओ प्रोग्राम आम्ही मस्त तेंपा उपरांत आज रेडिओ स्टेशनार आयल्यात म्हणजे सांगात आज असा शायला पिंटो आणि मुझो इस्ट हेक्टर शायला तू मुझी इस्ट न आमचो बाब बॅप्टिस्ट ट्रॅव्हलिंग करता देखून आज स्टुडिओ ना कशा आहात तुम्ही दोघाय जणा हेक्टर शायला
बरो आसा
बरो आसा ओके आता तिकेले तोंडार तिके रोणक आयली हेक्टराच्या ओके आमकां आज दोन टॉपिक्स आहात एक कुडा विशीं उलोवंक आनी एक आमच्या सायबिनीची फेस्ता विशीं ओके ताच्या पयलीं तुमी म्हणटाल्यात म्हाका इल्लें जवाब दिवंका तुमच्या क्वेश्चनाक काले सारंका हेक्टर तुका
या रिचर्ड यू हॅड रिसेंटली बीन टू कॅनडा फॉर युअर नेव्ह्यूज वेडिंग
Yes, I had.
And that was for 2 weeks, isn't it?
Yes, or three. Yes, yeah. for 2 weeks. Yeah.
So tell us something about your impressions. You've been to Canada now after a long time.
Yes. Yes.
So just give us some flavor of your visit over there, comparing it to.
First of all, did you fly straight into Canada or did you go via?
No, I flew
neighbors?
Into Vancouver.
Okay.
So straight into Canada and then another 5 hours. So I went to Toronto. To Vancouver, 13 hours and another 4 hours flight
to
or
Toronto.
5 hours flight to Toronto. So my impressions is that it is a very vast country. It's a very huge country. So going from New Zealand to Canada, you are sort of struck, wow, this is a large landscape that you are, you know, in. The second thing is everybody says I'm in Mississauga, I'm in Brampton, or I'm in Scarborough, etc. Toronto is a city by itself. Mississauga is a city by itself. And so is Brampton, and so is other places.
They're all separate.
Separate cities.
I thought Mississauga is part of Toronto.
It is.
It's like saying the Toronto regional area. It's like saying you're part of Auckland region. When you say Toronto, it's actually the regional area.
Yeah, so Ontario is the province.
Yeah.
And within that province, there are these cities.
Yeah. Okay. I heard they have recently changed the name of Lake Ontario.
they
didn't change. One single human being changed it.
So for me, it was quite striking to see that, you know, it's such a vast country. They have a very massive infrastructure of traveling from one place to another, and the distances are long. So if people go to Melbourne and complain that the distances are long, these are more distances to go.
Yeah.
I visited Canada after 28 years.
Wow.
I went in 1999.
Before you came to New Zealand?
Yes, yes. So I was on a training program at one of the universities in US. And so I had a request to come for a baptism in Canada. So I went to Canada. It was a tough call to get a visa to go to Canada.
Was it the baptism of the same individual that got
married? No, no. No. this time around, because of your passport, it was not all that difficult. The only thing that they have a very, entry visa, or you have to apply in advance, ETSA or something of that sort. So it was quite easy, and it is so quick that, you know, you don't have to wait. All these things, even if you declare that you've got, I was carrying some bacon stripes for some of them. They said, you know, get me some Manukau bacon stripes.
Oh, streaky bacon.
Yeah. So I was carrying about 2 or 3 kgs of it.
And
I declared it, you know.
What about honey?
Even I was carrying honey. They had nothing. The moment, you know, you have declared it and it all comes up. They have a system. It all comes up. And they say just walk off.
I see.
There is no questions asked. No sniffer dogs around as you have it in.
You didn't have to stand in a line.
Nothing. Nothing. You just as if you've done an online travel entry, then as the moment you swipe your passport, the whole thing comes up. That, hey, Richard, go to so-and-so gate. And they says, you know, the moment your passport, he says, hello, Richard, welcome to Canada, blah, blah, blah. So because I got down at Vancouver, I had to complete all my immigration and biodiversity checks. It was an easy walk. But what struck me in Toronto was the infrastructure network. It is something which is so massive. Like, you have 5 lanes or sometimes 7 lanes on each side of the freeway, is what they call it. And there are so many freeways. They either go from north to south or they go from east to west. And if you want to change or exit out of one direction and go to the other direction, it's all on the motorway.
And speed?
Oh, high speed, 120 speed. Yeah. The minimum is 115, 120. And because
100,
it is,
obviously, 100 kilometers.
Kilometers. Yeah. So it is like, you know, you have to have your presence of mind. You should know where you're going, what direction. It took me a couple of days to actually get used to the fact that I was living in the west. And I had to travel to Brampton, which was somewhere in the north. Scarborough was something south. So it was quite amazing.
And same side of the road as here.
No, different side.
Different side of the road. So it was quite amazing to see that, you know, how traffic moves. But despite that huge infrastructure, there are traffic jams.
Oh yeah.
The roads are not all that great. The freeways are not all that great. As you compare it with
I guess it's an infrastructure ratio to people, right?
Yeah.
So it's for the number of people they have, that infrastructure is the same ratio as what we have to our population.
So I had the opportunity of traveling to Brampton, traveling to Scarborough. Brampton is actually brown.
Yeah,
in terms of everything in Brampton. The wedding was in Kitchener, which is still further away. So can you imagine, you have to leave about 1.5 hours to reach Kitchener. And then, the wedding ceremonies and all.
What about public transport?
Good question, Hector. I think we should thank our stars at least here.
Yeah.
There is no public transport that great.
Yeah.
So I went by what is called as a GO train. So this is interesting. You should watch it. I went somewhere, GO train. So my brother-in-law told me, Richard, if you want to go into town, I had to go into town to meet one of my friends who was visiting from Bombay.
Ah, yeah.
They were visiting to see their children who are in Canada, and they were living in downtown. So I told my brother-in-law, can you drop me to the nearest railway station? He says, the metro stations you can't take because they function only from 6 in the morning till 9 or 10 in the morning. So that is over. So I was leaving at 10. So it's no point taking it, he said. So I said, I'll put you on to GO train. So I said, okay. So I said, what is that? Oh, those are intercity trains. So they go from Mississauga to Scarborough or to any other place. You take that train. So I went. It is about 13 kilometers from where I lived to get to that station.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, to get to the station.
Okay. Then I waited for the train. I took a ticket. We get a day pass. So I took a ticket. And then I was trying to find out which platform do I go. There are no indicators. There are no signposts. Then I saw somewhere this goes to downtown. So this platform leads you to downtown. So I went down to the downtown. I asked somebody, is this train going to downtown? They said, yes. I said, is it coming from right to left or is it going from left to right? No, it's coming from right to left. Okay, fair enough. And when the train came, it reminded me about those huge goods wagon in Bombay.
Seriously?
It was big trains, massive trains.
Wow.
Double-decker trains.
Wow.
The structure is not great to look at because they are intercity trains. And they have to be
calibrated, robust
for the winter season.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then halfway through, I found... Please note that at the next station, the following compartments will not be touching the platform because the train is longer than the platform.
Interesting.
So it was an interesting ride. And when you get down at the downtown station, the first thing I went is to the map just to find out where I was. Mm. I knew where I had to go. It was just about 10 minutes. But how do I exit out of the station? And when I looked at the map, there were so many lines and so many exit points. Nothing on the map said, you are here. So when I look at Auckland, it's a small country, not a big
network.
Are
you complimenting Auckland Transport, Richard?
No, I am not. I am not. But there is so much money spent on wayfinding, is what we call it.
Yeah.
You know, indication where you are, where to go, and you know, there are signposts, and then it always says where you are. That sort of customer friendliness, I did not
find. No customer service. No.
So it's a concept. It's a concept called design thinking. So it's systems design. It's systems planning through the lens of design. So how an arrow here makes people do certain things and think a certain way or a line. So it's the concept of, and actually New Zealand does a lot of it.
Yeah, so in New Zealand, no doubt we are a small country, but it is so customer focused. It is so, because we rely immensely on tourists. And so it is not so difficult to get lost. Whereas in that country, well, you need
easy
to know.
Easy to get lost.
Easy to get lost. You need to know your northwest, east, south direction, where to go. But the type of infrastructure they've got, my God, it's massive.
Something else.
It's massive. The other thing that I found about is, you know, salaries are high. They're pretty good. But so are taxes.
Mm.
And so are costs. So it's not that because salaries are high and taxes are low and the costs are low. No, the costs are the same, virtually the same.
Ratio-wise,
there's no difference.
It evens itself out. Yeah.
And population is lots high.
Well, to the greater Toronto area, it is roughly around 7.5 million. And if you take the entire area, it maybe you can add. So they are totally, what, about 45 million people to the whole country?
Oh, okay.
Not big, not big. They're only 10% of, in terms of population size, only 10% of U.S.
Really?
Yeah.
It's only 40?
Yeah.
Because the majority of Canada is not populated.
Populated.
The whole center is very much like Australia, right? Yeah. You have East Coast and you have a little bit on the West Coast and
see,
the center is
we have 5 million. We have 5 million in New Zealand. Australia is 25 million, 26 million. So they are five times larger than us. The same is the case with Canada.
I thought they would be more.
No. So the prices are the same, the costs are the same. Maybe a few changes, differences here and there, but otherwise it's the cost is the same. What I found about the wedding is like any other wedding anywhere else, you know.
Yeah.
But the great thing which I liked about is not that my nephew is well organized, but the kids today are so well organized in getting their marriages organized, their events organized so well. I mean, I was quite surprised because, you know, when we were getting married, oh, tell this guy and tell that guy, and is he going to come on time? Is the photographer here?
When we were getting married, I don't know how much say we had in our own weddings. Yeah. There was a lot of other people planning the weddings. This generation, they plan their own.
So when you were coming back, so did you bring any foodstuffs?
No, I did not carry any foodstuff.
Certainly not going to be walked through at Auckland Airport with food.
No, I just wanted not to ask carry you how it. I didn't want to carry because what would I carry?
Yeah.
The only thing somebody gave me was some spicy relish or something, which I declared it.
And then did you have to come through a line or anything? Or?
No, nothing. I mean, you declare. So I think all airports now have got this online. Mm. You know, previously used to fill an immigration. Yeah. Now it is all online. And the great thing is all airlines today give you Wi-Fi connection, on the plane. Yeah. It's on the plane. So you can fill in your form and do everything. And when you get down, as soon as...
I know, but in spite of you having declared that you have this foodstuffs, you just walk through?
Yeah, they put you on the XL lane. So
and
XL
then you get
lane,
the sniffer dogs.
And then the sniffer dogs are there, which is not there in Canada, which I didn't have any sniffer dogs in Canada.
Because we had the same experience when we came through in December. And we had brought you know, all your Indian snacks, and we bought a couple of things, declared it all, and we just walked straight through.
Okay.
So it's quite...
So the only thing I would recommend if you're planning to go to Canada is that don't go in July and August. Because, not the temperature. The temperature, even it rained a couple of days there in July and August. But most of the places you want to travel on to go... is very expensive. We wanted to go to Montreal, Ottawa, and it was very expensive. But I went to a very nice place called Eloro.
It was
a beautiful place. I'll send you some pictures also, Shaila. And Elora. It was Eloro. It's a quaint little place out of Toronto. Out of Mississauga. From Mississauga, it's about an hour's drive.
Mm.
And so it's a very nice, quaint place.
I know you said it was donated by some...
No, everything is... What I found, some heritage places, the council manages the whole. So I went on Lake Ontario in a place called Oakville. The entire place area is managed by the council. They also have sold the properties out to people who want to live there. But they can't do anything, changes, any modifications, nothing. And they have what is called as, they use those properties for garden exhibitions. So the gardens in those places are open during summer times for people to display their paintings or display their art. And so that's the way of attracting people into that area.
Nice. Did you find a lot of parks and all like we have here in Auckland?
Open spaces are there. There are open spaces.
But not organized like we have domains here. They're not organized.
Like where I was living with my sister in Mississauga, there was a massive park. Tennis courts and everything. Massive, really massive. You could really, it was the circumference, if you wanted to go for a walk, was roughly around 3.5 kilometers. So, which I used to do. But, it's a massive place. So, for me, I felt we are good in a small little cubby hole. Not a place for me to go to. Well, on that note, let's listen to this song, Hector. Shaila, it's called Yere Yere Mujhe Kaza Rakh.
Nice, very appropriate.
बाबा सुटू बुटू गलून तू दिसतय सुपरस्टार चार वर्षा आधी नसतोय आमच्या गडांगाच्या पगलार तुझ्या स्कूटर दोघी बाबा आम्ही बहुन झोल्या गावान आता किती अपग्रेड रे तुझे गल्पाच्या कारण बिझी बिझी झालो रे बाबा घरा पाठी येऊन जाऊ ना माका किते उडा सायलो मुझो आज रे तुका बिझी बिझी झालो रे बाबा घरा पाठी येऊन जाऊ ना माका किते उडा सायलो मुझो आज रे तुका Yere, yere,
te bava tai mela na tu ka melon ke remaka rat bo sa gi rabo no ati nas to ya baila que se te con a mi modi energia ca italia cesara ata ki te silent zala i baila cha hatan
busy busy zala bava kama mo de free time na maka ki te koru tu cha ka tir sangre ata busy busy zala bava kama mo de free time na maka ki te koru tu cha ka tir sangre ata
yere yere watcha kaza ra yere
Chano atami simpentli motia aikuya eklo grest dande karaslo anta to dando boro chaltalo pun to sada duki matik shanti na dudu asa grest ka asa dando boro chalta taro to suki na dekun to Poise ka gavand rana lagi ekto guru rauta taka melpa gelo. Antane guru gutun sangle apranchi paristhiti. Ane majhya jivitan kushal kay na ata kushal kay jodung ame kiten korung jay. Tena guru taka manta bare tu falya yach valariye aun tuka jab dita. Aka masih aja disle, arey guru maka falang kita kapai ta, sanggup datang disle ne, pun guru tu saya bicarung datang, kita tau word manis, barai monalo, ane to party garaelo, dusra disa to pertanyaan tiap guru kumurungga, tu betana guru tu je jopre bayar guru ekalan kompeten rau talo, tapi kita entar disotta. Ani wogelo, antara guru bicara leh, kita sotat tu mi. Tanah guru menta, maji ek budi asli, ti sandla, ti osotta. Tanah woi guru sangata, tain zamni sekarang matian sotta, dagang kui merlina. Tanah woi grace manis guru bicara ta. Imudi, tumi angkat sandla, guru menta, na, terkay sandli tumi ti imudi, garant. Atau guru menta, ter garan sandli jalar tumi, thay sotche sodu nangga kita sotta. Guru menta, thay uzwad na, kalok, deko na angga bahir sotta. Athayi kani. ते गुरु ने मुद्दाम केले या ग्रेस्ट मनशाक ताचे मोती गुजवाड दियूं एंदाने केले मगिर गुरु तका मुंता तू कुशाल काय सोदून मजेला घे आयलाय कुशाल काय सोदून भायर वेची गरज ना आणि ती बाहेर तशी मेळना ती दुडू देऊन मेळना कोणाला तशी मेळना कुशाल काय तुझे भितरूच असा ती तुवें सोदपाक जाय आम्ही कितें करता कुशाल काय भायल्या वस्तूंनी संसारी वस्तूंनी सोदता देखीक पळया जाचे लागी एक टू व्हिलर ना तो मातसो दुखी जाता पैशेजाऱ्या कडे असा सगळ्यांकडे टू व्हिलर असा म्हज्याकडे टू व्हिलर ना म्हणून तो एक टू व्हिलर हाडता स्कूटर हाडता बरो खुशाल जाता पूण ती खुशाल काय चड दीस रावना मागीर ताका दिसता हे कितें स्कूटर ती अस्तोऱ्या न्ही सोडपाची मोटरसायकल आसूंक नाका ती बरी दिसता मागीर तो आनी दुडू एकठांय करून मोटरसायकल हाडटा आतां ताका बरें दिसता आपूण आतां मोटरसायकलीचेर वता म्हणून पूण ती खुशाल काय चड दिसूं राना मागीर ताका दिसता ह्या मोटरसायकलीचेर म्हाका म्हजी घरकान्नी वचता आतां भुरगीं आसात दोगां तेगां भुरग्यांक तीं कशीं येतलीं आनी वत आनी पावस म्हणून तो मागीर एक फोर व्हिलर हाडटा मागीर एकदम खुशाल आतां गाडी मेळ्ळी ना मागीर तो पळयता दुसऱ्या कडेन कांय बऱ्यो बऱ्यो गाडी आसा एअर कंडिशनाच्यो लेटेस्ट गाडयो आसा म्हजे कडेन ही कसली ही सादी गाडी म्हूण ती गाडी हाडूंक तो हें करता आनी ती हाडटा आनी मागीर खुशाल ना कित्याक आनी एकट्यान ताज्या परस बरी गाडी हाडला म्हणजे मनीस दुखी कित्याक जाता तो सदांच आपणाची सर कंपेरिजन दुसऱ्यां कडेन करता आनी खुशाल कांय संवसारी वस्तूंनी मेळपाक थंय हांगा धांवता तांतल्यान खरी खुशालकाय येना जें कितें तुका देवान दिलां तातूंत तूं खुशाल राव तुजो रंग तुजें शिकप तुजी ग्रेस्तकाय तुजें कुटुंब तुजो गांव खंयचोय जावं तूं खुशाल राव दुसऱ्यां कडेन तुजी सर करूं नाका सर केले म्हणटच तूं दुखी जाताय आनी मागीर तांची तुका नसाय जाता मागीर तुका तांचो आमचो राग येता आनी तेन्ना कितें जाता राग आयलो म्हणटच खुशालकाय वता आनी गर्वाक लागूनय एक एक मनशां कडेन खुशालकाय ना आतां खूब दुडू आसले मनीस खुशाल आसतात अशें म्हणूंक जायना कित्याक तांचे कडेन गर्व आसता म्हजे कडेन दुडू आसा भांगर आसा भाटां आसा अशें कितें पूण तें कितें कोण व्हरतलो कांय ना न्ही म्हणटच खरी खुशालकाय आमकां आमचे भितरूच आसा ती आमी सोदून काडूंक जाय आनी हांगासर आमकां आध्यात्मिकता स्पिरिच्युअलिटी खूब उपकार पडटा विधी न्ही आध्यात्मिकता तूं जेन्ना एक धर्मग्रंथ वाचताय तांतली वाक्यां तुका काळजाक लागतात आनी तुका भितरली खुशालकाय मेळटा तूं ध्यान करताय तेन्ना तुका भितरली खुशालकाय मेळटा तूं बरें एक संगीत आयकताय तुका मेळटा तूं बरें एक पुस्तक वाचताय तुका भितरली खुशालकाय मेळटा तूं सैमान भोवंक वेताय दोंगरार वेताय दर्या कडेन वेताय न्हंय कडेन वेताय बागेंत वेताय सैम पळयताय तुका खरी खुशालकाय मेळूंक शकता म्हणजे खुशालकाय दुडू दिवनूच मेळना आनी दुडू दिल्यारय ती मेळना म्हणजे खरी खुशालकाय आमी आमचे भितरूच सोदची पडटा पयली आनी मागीर आमच्या भोंवारी जे आमचें वातावरण आसा तांतल्यांनी खुशालकाय मनशां थंय येवं येता आनी ती वाडूं येता म्हणटच आमी सदांच खुशालकायेन जेवया हेरांकूय खुशाल करूया देव बरें करूं आनी मोग आसूं
ती काणी खुशालकाय फादर प्रताप नायकान आमकां सांगली तुमी आयकता सुशेगाद दनपार कोंकणी रेडियो प्रोग्राम 104.6 प्लॅनेट एफ एम वयता ब्रेकाच्या पयलें तुमी म्हजी काणी आयकली कॅनडा व्हिजिटा भशेन आनी आनी म्हज्या म्हज्या म्हायती प्रमाणे म्हज्या एक्सपिरियन्सा प्रमाणे आमी हांगा बारीक खुशाल आसा म्हाका थंय वचूंक नाका सो वी हॅव अनदर टॉपीक टुडे which I don't know, Shaila, we are very familiar with. It is called the Kood.
I'm familiar with the concept.
You're familiar with the concept. Kood can also mean in Konkani body.
Yeah. So you hear it during Mass, no?
Yeah. Jesu Christa chi Kood.
Kood, bhai.
So, I was introduced to this concept of a Kood when in the 70s a lot of my relatives who were transiting through Bombay either to go to the Gulf or they were coming to Bombay to find a job that I got introduced to the concept of a Kood. And it was quite a fascinating thing. Because it gave support to so many migrants from Mangalore,
yeah.
or so many travelers from Mangalore, Goa, and you know, gave them even what I would say that emotional support and help. So I do not know how familiar you are with those places.
No, I've not. So I'm familiar with the concept of people coming from Mangalore. And staying in rooms like this, you know, with either people that they knew or from that community kind of. But I was intrigued when you said just now about how they were set up based on the village. You talked about Salset or Margao. Or, so if the people came from certain villages. So that's quite interesting because as you were talking about it, I was thinking how it's such a different sense of community support, right? So clearly, you know, the idea of if you came to Bombay, you'd probably be able to rent a space or someone. But to set up a support system, which is more than just food and lodge. It's language, it's familiarity, it's people that you possibly know. You know, my cousins, fathers, aunties, brothers, that kind of thing. What a different time of the world where people thought like that. That sense doesn't quite exist in the world we know today.
So this is a small piece written by a guy by the name what's his name let me read this piece to you. It's written by Nandan Kutchatkar. This piece is written by Nandan Kutchatkar, and this is how he explains the whole concept of a Kood. He says, this was once a strange institution hidden in Bombay, now called Mumbai. It had no reception desk, no room numbers, no check-in register, no advertisements. And yet, for almost a century, thousands of young Goans, Mangalorean men, this was basically a men's place, passed through its doors before they sailed to Africa, Europe, the Persian Gulf, Australia, and beyond. Nobody called it a hotel. Nobody called it an inn. And it certainly wasn't a bed and breakfast place. It was simply called the Kood. And outsiders never quite understood what it was. And possibly the younger generation today will not understand.
Yeah.
How could they? Because the Kood belonged to a world that no longer exists.
Yeah.
Bombay was British and Goa was Portuguese. And India itself had not yet been born. Poverty had pushed young Goans away from their villages. Ships and steamers pulled them to Bombay. But Bombay was expensive, very expensive. A room was a luxury. So the people of each village created something extraordinary. The Kalungut had its Kood, the Majoras had its Kood, the Rais had its Koods, Lotalim had its Koods, Udupi guys had their Koods, Bajpe guys had their Koods. Almost every village had one. Who owned them? Nobody.
Nobody.
And the courts belonged to the members themselves. They were not businessmen, not landlords, not corporations. They were built by trust, maintained by contributions, protected by brotherhood. Inside these rooms lay hundreds of wooden trunks, heavy boxes with brass locks. Each trunk contained a man's entire life, a few shirts, photographs, letters from home, rosaries, maybe a harmonica, maybe dreams. And when the owner sailed away for months or years, the trunk remained behind, waiting, like a silent witness. When he returned from Aden, Mombasa, Karachi, London or Hong Kong, his trunk was still there, and so would his people. At night, men slept on mats, sometimes on top of their trunks. They cooked together, prayed together, sang the mandos together, read letters from Goa. They shared news of births, weddings and deaths. A newcomer arriving from a village with nothing more than a suitcase was never alone. The Koord was his address. It was his bank. It was his post office. It was his luggage room, his employment exchange, his family. Bombay was merely the stepping stone. But the Koord was the bridge. Without these mysterious rooms hidden in Dobitalao, Mazgaon, Chira Bazaar, thousands of Goans, Mangalorians might never have reached the world. Today, many have disappeared. Buildings have changed. The trunks have gone. The sailors are gone. And the younger generation passed through Mumbai without even knowing that there was once existed a place unlike any other place on earth. Neither a hotel, nor a hostel, nor home. Yet someone, all three. And perhaps that is why old Goans still speak of the Koord with affection. Because before the world knew them, the Koord knew their names. So I had relatives who lived in those Koords. And I can imagine the social environment, the fellowship, and the so-called eagerness to help somebody. There were some downsides which I heard about the Koords. That they were gambling dens at times.
I'm sure they would. Yeah.
There was a drinkers group.
So, as you would expect from a lot of single men living away from their families.
So there were downsides. It's all a question how you wanted to manage your life. How would a concept like that work in a city like this?
It's interesting. I mean, as you're talking, I was thinking about, strangely, which is where my brain always goes, is to identity, is how that becomes a place for, you know, can you imagine these people who worked in the Gulf and in Africa, and their sense of belonging is to this one place in Bombay that they've left their things. I grew up in the Middle East, right? So my father worked in the Middle East. And I remember when he finally retired and came back to India, I had this very palpable experience. I was at Sapphire's. I was in the hostel. We were 114 girls. Almost all of our families were abroad. And that's why we were in hostels, right? We had no place to stay in. And it was very interesting because there was an ostracization of us from the rest of, like, we were the Gulfy families, you know, Gulfy return. And I remember one person particularly having a conversation with me and telling me how my father was a traitor because he had chosen to leave India. And so as you're telling that story, I'm just thinking that they're in a place where they're leaving their things and going off for 18 and 20 months. They're not perceived as people leaving and going, that becomes their home or their place. So it's such a different concept. And so when you're talking about how will something like that work in today, I struggle with where we are today. I keep wondering, like, society has changed so much. That is really built on such deep human connection. I feel like in today's world, we struggle to have just human connection within our families, forget about extend, you know, the village and the. It's quite interesting to think about. The other thing that strikes me is I'm reading this book called A Wounded Civilization by V. Naipaul. It's about India, and it's written during the time of the emergency. And one of the interesting concepts he talks about is the Indian identity versus the Western identity. And the fact that the Indian human, his identity lies in the group, not in himself. So if you take him out of the group, he actually has no clue who he is.
Absolutely.
And he refers to Gandhi, before he was the Mahatma, landing in London. And if you read My Experiment with Truth, how his conversation, you realize he's not talking about London. He's talking about his identity because he's in a place where he can't understand who he is. So I think that relates to this. It's about that identity of the group.
Yeah, because, you know, if you ask anybody who's from India, so the first question after you ask him or her their name, then they say, I am from Punjab.
Yeah.
I'm a Punjabi, or I'm a Maharashtrian.
Correct.
I'm a Goan.
Yeah.
So we sort of identify from where we come,
yeah,
not from the country as a whole.
Yeah.
Whereas the Western world looks at us as, oh, these are all Indians.
Indians.
And so many people say, oh, I know you're an Indian, but when I go to India, I don't see India.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a strange concept to try. You know, it's like people say, you speak Indian or you eat Indian. And I keep telling them that Indian is not one thing. You
know? Yeah.
India has 600 languages. It's not one language.
So on that note, Shaila, I think we've just got about 8 minutes. Mm. We can play some music. We had a long chat.
Yep.
So let's play some music. Let people enjoy while listening to us.
Late night drives with a bottle by your side, breaking red lights, you're out of your mind.
Jakati rai lo sai la town bai maka dekta na tu sangta hai goodbye.
Oh, stop with your nakre mujha da tak sangin re. Stop eating my brain, don't show me your face again.
I keep running back to you kodomaka marun marun garada tai tu. I keep running back to you. I keep running back to you. Koto maka marun marun garada tai tu. Tuja moka piso zala honki te goru. I keep running back to you.
Back in time I'd hold you close every night. A little fight and then some bite and very wild.
Doro udon ye to logara ardo tight. That na dablo to so was nowhere in sight.
Oh, te pura porne. I have someone in you now. Forget all of that. Why are you here again?
I keep running back to you. Kodomaka marun marun garada tai tu. I keep running back to you. I keep running back to you. Kodomaka marun marun garada tai tu. Ujamoka miso zala honki te goro. I keep running back.
Doctor sangta muji BP lihai. Waka takamaka tuja ko pantra wong zai.
खई मेला तुमका तुझी अपूर बाय मोगा कितना सोम जाता है
Don't keep running, running back to me खोटो सुगा मारूं मारूं घर गोचीली मुझा मोगा पिसो सैलन मुझी सुखाई Don't keep running, running back to me
I keep running, running back to you खोटो मोगा मारूं
Smoga, ye kus paugi to full so tu kaas.